be a great loser. Being a great loser doesn't mean I'm not trying to win. I'm like a mule, like I won't stop.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
You can get from San Diego to Maine at night looking 3 feet in front of you. And another thing too is your perspective of, it's okay to change your mind. Like, well, my greatest success has come because I don't limit my point of entry. Right, all the jobs, all the things that I did, I just don't limit my point of entry. Although I had parental pressures, right? Doctor, lawyer, failure. You know, I was gonna be a doctor and then a lawyer. And then even when I graduated law school and had an oil and gas litigation job for six figures, and everyone would have been so proud. I decided to sell legal research online and the internet, right? I just kept my, but I knew what I wanted. I wanted to make a lot of money. For the wrong reasons. I want to make a lot of money because I want to buy my mom a house and a car. And I thought that's what was going to make me happy, because the only time I wasn't happy was when my mom was unhappy. And the only thing that stressed my mom out was money. So I think understanding money is important. You know, it's a currency. The currency is an object of energy that you put into the flow. So money will not buy you happiness. I've tried it, but it'll allow you to shop. So it's important, you know, if you want to shop for the right things, money's going to allow you to shop for the right things. If you want to shop for the wrong things, you'll definitely not be happy. I tried that. So I can make a whole list of things that you can buy that aren't going to make you happy. And I can make a whole list of things like building community centers in Africa to impact millions of people. That'll make you happy. But it's up to your personal values every day. I have four kids. I am perfectly fine if my daughter came home every day from school and said, I want to be a doctor the next day. I want to be a lawyer the next day. I want to be a fireman the next day. I want to be a ballerina. That's okay. As long as that day that she says that she's pursuing her potential to be a ballerina. And if she looks at her values in the morning and says, I don't want to do this anymore, good. I don't believe in people 60, 70, 80 telling me I don't have enough time. I can't change. I have friends when we were in our 30s that were miserable. And they're like, I can't change. They were so jealous because I was pursuing my potential, right? And so many times in my life, I was doing things that people were like, I can't believe you didn't take that job. Huh? Oh my God, can you believe Dave Melcher's gonna sell? He is a real lawyer, right? 2 years later, they're all begging me for jobs. I remember when I got in the sports world and, you know, took over there, people were like, what does he know about that? He's been in technology and real estate and investment. What does he know about sports? He wasn't even very good at it. He played at Occidental. Like, how's he gonna run the most famous, right? People will tell you exactly what they want for you. Which is, huh? Yeah, of course. Faith is voting, right? You can take it out of a religious context. Faith is voting by what you think. When you think about something, you're voting for that. When you talk about it, you're voting for it. When you're acting on it, you're voting for it. When you're believing it, you're voting for it. And then you have your personality traits, obsessions and addictions and characteristics that are also naturally, unconsciously voting for it. What I see the biggest detriment to being young is that we're always voting for what other people want. We're literally voting for what our parents want, our friends want, and we do it because we haven't really thought about what I want. And we're not voting for what we want. And then you resent all those wonderful people that care about us because you keep voting in the wrong way. You will elect what you vote for. It's a natural occurrence in the universe. And that's faith. I see it all, it drives me crazy. You know, I have to be a parent and allow things to happen to my teenage daughters. But sometimes they put faith into things and I'm like, God, I really would like to say something, but I know what you resist persists, and they need to learn it themselves. Right, the classic example of voting to me while I was in college, and hopefully you all agree, I would study very hard, and when I'm done studying, I'd say, gosh, I hope they don't ask me about the rules of perpetuity. I hope they don't ask me about the rules of perpetuity. I hope they don't. Guess what the first question always was? You're gonna vote for it. And that's exactly what I don't want you doing. You know, mistakes is another thing. You know, it takes years, but I'm probably the greatest loser you'll ever meet. And people say, why? Because you lost all that money? No, no, not at all. I think I'm the greatest loser because, number one, I lose all the time, so I'm good at it. And two, every time I lose, I win because I learned something. Not one of my losses bothers me. In fact, I'm one of the few people, I illuminate my losses. When you get older, you know, you get these Harvard and all these people around you that are stockbrokers and they fly in on their private jets to meet you and they want to impress you and they go and they give you that background, their elevator pitch for 5 minutes and tell you, basically what I always hear is, you know, I was summa cum laude, I went to Harvard, I went to Wall Street, I was a millionaire by 25 and I took this company public, I did a roll up on this company and I was elected senator and then, literally, and they go on and on and on, and then they're like, how about you, Dave? I'm like, oh, well, you know, I grew up with six kids and a single mom with nothing. And at the age of 32, I had over $100 million and I lost it all. And they're like, what? And I said, yeah, I was pretty much the biggest idiot that I knew, but the advantage is I have learned so much and experienced so much from that journey, and I'm super happy. I don't tell them that I'm, obviously they know when they come see me that I'm successful now, but they had no idea. Then it's so funny because they all open up going, well, actually, and then they start barfing on you about the biggest losers that they were. Be a great loser. Being a great loser doesn't mean I'm not trying to win. I'm like a mule, like I won't stop. I know that I can outwork anyone.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all of the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.